The simple no-frills boxes read Nahum and Sons Private Limited Dainty Confectionery. This family bakery in Kolkata is over 100 years old and looks it. Unflattering bluish fluorescent lighting, an old-fashioned weighing scale, a wooden cash till. Last week, David Nahum, the man behind the till since the 60s, died at the age of 86. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Nahum's is nostalgia baked into a cake. Manager Jagodish Haldar says the memory of these cakes still draws people back, even from abroad.
When they visit the Kajal, they never forget to visit to Nahum's. They remember their whatever their mother's wedding, their grandfather's wedding, they always come. This is 50 years ago, my mother got married, Nahum and Son prepared their wedding cake.
Its rich, fruity Christmas cakes are legend. Standing in the shop while her grandson runs around firing a toy pistol, Mrs. Maxfield, a grey-haired grandmother, says her family has come here for generations despite all the fancy patisseries that have cropped up in shiny malls.
Nothing to beat Nahum. Nahum is Nahum. You buy the same plum cake from somewhere else at a much higher price and you buy one from here, you immediately find the difference.
With Easter coming up, there are now trays of chocolate Easter eggs with the little yellow chicks on top. The funny thing is, Nahum's is actually a Jewish bakery, probably one of the last kosher bakeries in the country. It's a Jewish bakery without Jewish customers. One of the handful left in the city is Flower Silliman, also in her 80s. I met her a couple of years ago before Passover.
Last week was Purim, and I got a box of goodies from Nahum's with a little card on it. Every Jew got it. They sent it out to all the 20 Jews that are left here. We each got a box of Purim goodies.
David Nahum was both patriarch of the community and witness to its disappearance. They mostly emigrated after India's independence. Now the beautiful synagogues are shuttered. When I visited them with Flower Silliman, the caretaker Gufran, a Muslim man, said the candle for Sabbath still comes from the Nahum home.
Nahum sahab ke paas bhejenge abhi gaya hai ek
aadmi. Now they go Friday night and they bring the candles already lit by Nahum in a closed box so that it doesn't go off and it will be left here for the Sabbath candles.
But this is also a story about religious harmony. The Jewish bakery that's famous for its Christmas cakes, Muslim caretakers looking after synagogues, the Bengali Hindu managing the store, even though it's not easy being an observant Jew in Kolkata today.
The only thing now, you'd have to be a vegetarian because there's nobody to slaughter your chickens. Mr. Nahum himself is strictly kosher and he doesn't eat a chicken. He hasn't had for 20 years chicken because there's been nobody to slaughter the chicken.
David Nahum is gone, but a younger brother has taken over the bakery for now. So longtime customer Mrs. Maxfield isn't too worried yet.
No, not at all. He's still got a brother of his and he's got good worker. The gentleman is a very old person.
But Isaac Nahum, the brother now in charge, is himself in his 70s. Silliman says that's the story of the Jews of Kolkata.
Hollow, it's only a shell. It's like a walnut. You only see the shell and when you open it inside, it's absolutely hollow. There's nothing left. And I think there's going to be even less so in the next decade because we'll have all gone by then.
You could see Nahum's, which refused to diversify, open branches or get a makeover, as a stubborn testimonial to uncompromising quality. Or you can see it as the epitaph for a community that refused to change and adjust to a new India. That's what makes that plum cake so bittersweet. 2 years ago, Flower Silliman told me about her Passover plans.
This year, I think me and Mr. Nahum and one more old gentleman, even older than us, are going to sit down together and read through the Haggadah. And if you can call that a seder, I don't know, three of us. But we'll do it just for old time's sake.
This year, there will be one less Jew at the seder in Kolkata. This is Sandeep Roy for KALW.